This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me get to question number five, and you'll like this. He's stuck in traffic. His name is Joe White. He is registered as a Democrat. He says he's leaning toward Biden, and Biden had voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And his question was, a second stimulus payment has been broadly agreed upon by the Republicans and Democrats, and yet now we're in October and it's still not passed. Why not use your office to make the second stimulus payment a separate targeted emergency relief package to help Americans weather the pandemic?
Well, we've actually passed three packages, and we're on our fourth, and I agree with him 100%. He should vote for me. The problem you have is Nancy Pelosi. She couldn't care less about the worker. She couldn't care less about our people, and we should have a stimulus, and I want a stimulus. The Republicans will approve a stimulus. The problem is she doesn't want to do it because she thinks it's bad for her election. The fact is she's wrong because people know she's in our way. She's not approving it. She doesn't appreciate our people, and she doesn't appreciate at all our workers. Nancy Pelosi, we are ready to sign and pass stimulus.
I don't know who's winning the battle on stimulus. I think that we've spent way too much money on this woo flu crap. I'm sick of it. I think Donald Trump is finally getting wind of it. And maybe that's where we should open. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We should open on Fauci. And we should open on this stupid mask mandate and everything else. The level of deception in this is ridiculous. You can't post anything that is anti-mask mandate on social media without it being rejected. It'll be declared false. They'll tell you you're not listening to the science. The science of this clearly points to everything I've talked about over the past few days, last week, last month. The science of this says this so-called disease, this virus, is less dangerous than a common cold. And, you know, people just seem to be afraid to even talk about it. I see people wearing masks, and you can tell they don't want to wear it. I was in one of those buses to take you to get a rental car, and a guy's like, yeah, here I got to wear this stupid mask. And I looked at him and went, yep. And he looked at me and smiled, because the majority of people wearing these masks, if it weren't for the fact that they couldn't get into businesses, they would not wear them. I think it's unbelievable that to fly on a plane, they force you to wear a mask. You're not sick, but they force you to wear that mask. And you are the one who pay the taxes that for the FAA, TSA, all the things involved in this industry, and you're being treated like a child. I think President Trump is finally getting to the point where he says, you know what? This is nonsense. And he's talking about another stimulus. And I said it before. He understands the politics of it. He's got to go along with it because, you know, they've made a big deal about it. But there's going to come a point, and I'm going to tell you, I disagree with Trump on this. I want to be very clear. I wouldn't pass another stimulus. I would tell them, we're not giving any more money for welfare or whatever. You governors, open your states up, and then we will start addressing how we're going to deal with this going forward. And if you have any mask mandates and all these other things, it's not going to happen. The data, every time I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and they're talking about, I was listening to the radio, the increase in Ohio or wherever it was somewhere in COVID cases. And it was funny. I think it was in Ohio. They had no increases. And not a single death. They had a day there were no deaths from this. And it's probably because they stopped paying. But in another state, right next door, it was going through the roof. And I said, and I remember thinking, but how many people are dying? Oh, there's many, many more COVID cases. How many are dying? We're up to 220,000 people who've died. I'd like to see them. I'd like to know the ages. Oh, they were all in their 80s. Isn't it miraculous how these cases are so fine-tuned? I see little kids walking through the airport, no mask, no nothing, because this disease is the amazing amount of selectivity. It completely ignores little kids. It mostly ignores teenagers and anybody under 30. It seems to have a height restriction, because if you're standing, walking through a restaurant, you need to have a mask on. But the minute you sit down, you're okay. It won't attack you if you drink and then put your mask back on. But if you drink and leave it off, well, then you run the risk of being attacked. And I could go on. This is crazy. Anyway, Trump got after Fauci over this. Here's what he had to say.
I think really Dr. Fauci's a very nice man, but we let him do what he wants to do. He gets a lot of television. He loves being on television, and we let him do it. Sometimes he says things that are a little bit off, and they get built up, unfortunately. But he's a nice guy. I like him. But he's called a lot of bad calls. He said, don't wear a mask. And he said, don't ban China. There were bad calls. He admits that. And I don't hold that against him. If I did, I wouldn't have him. No, I think he's a nice guy. Huh? I don't want to. I don't want to hurt him. He's been there for about 350 years. I don't want to hurt him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I absolutely disagree with Trump on Fauci. He says he's a nice man. He says we let him do what he wants to do. He loves being on TV. We let him do it. But it's built him up, unfortunately. And he's saying the guy likes to hear himself speak. He wants to think he's bigger than what he is. And the guy says, why don't you fire him? And he says, no, I don't want to fire him. He's been around for 350 years. But that's Trump. He's actually getting after him, believe it or not. And here's what he had said earlier. He says, this was on Monday. He says, people are tired of COVID. I have these huge rallies. People are saying whatever. Just leave us alone. They're tired of it. People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots. That's what he said from Las Vegas. That is the president telling you. I'm telling you, read between the lines. Fauci may be a nice guy. He's telling him he was wrong on this. He admits it. He's setting it up to say, you know what? I'm done with the guy. And he should be. He called him a disaster. And he lamented that he would receive lots of negative press if he fired him because he's a nice guy. I've learned how to read Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you, he is not done with Fauci by a long shot. Just wait it out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think really Dr. Fauci's a very nice man, but we let him do what he wants to do. He gets a lot of television. He loves being on television, and we let him do it. Sometimes he says things that are a little bit off, and they get built up, unfortunately, but he's a nice guy. I like him, but he's called a lot of bad calls. He said, don't wear a mask. And he said, don't ban China. There were bad calls. He admits that. And I don't hold that against him. If I did, I wouldn't have him. No, I think he's a nice guy. Huh? I don't want to. I don't want to hurt him. He's been there for about 350 years. I don't want to hurt him.
What took so long? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What took so long for the president to realize that Fauci is running game on America? The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. President has finally started to attack this little Italian thug. He's a thug. I'm telling you, these people that have been in government as long as he has Fauci has, they have a whole different way of thinking about things. It is not your body. It's what they decide for you to do. And I understand it to a point. I understand that we don't want people running around with the Ebola and other infectious diseases. But this one, this is a trial run. And as I had one of my friends call me. She says, Kevin, it was a great show you did where you were talking about your Hollywood buddy and all the craziness going on with this stupid Chinese Wu flu. And she said a guy in her office started actually using reason and logic and saying, wait a minute, how can this virus be so specific? First of all, how does it know that you're wearing a mask? Because the mask isn't effective. Let me put it this way. Put that mask on, go to the CDC, and I dare you to walk into a level 3 infection area where you could catch tuberculosis or something like that. I dare you. Take the mask you're wearing and go into a place. I don't know which diseases or which. I'm not going to try to pretend that I do. But take whatever mask you're wearing, and they tell you, if you walk in here and with your mask, you could catch this disease, tell me you'd walk into that room. Because I can tell you with mine, I wouldn't. I wouldn't walk in that room with any mask I've seen anybody wearing, and I've seen thousands of them. I wouldn't walk into that room. Like my buddy said, can you smell bacon when you have the mask on? I was like, yeah. He goes, then it ain't helping. I seriously said one day, I just want to go on a plane having eaten a whole trough of beans and just fart up a storm. And as soon as somebody complains, I go, but you're wearing your mask. how can you smell it? Just go up and down the aisle, crop dusting. Oh, man. It's like what my dog does. If you own a dog, you've been crop dusted. And dog farts smell like something crawled up their butts and died. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. But I'm serious. I want to just be so flatulent and go on a plane and just and have people complain and say, yeah, for all of you who are complaining, you can just misunderstand. Your mask ain't protecting you. I mean, I don't know. By the way, would a fart get you as sick as a person's breath? Oh, man. This is so crazy. So what I'm warning you is a couple of things. One, Donald Trump is setting the stage to be able to say Fauci's been around for a long time. He says he's been there for about 350 years. I don't want to hurt him. He talks about him making bad calls. This is what Trump does. Go back and look at what's that show? The Apprentice, or I wouldn't call it Celebrity Apprentice, even though Fauci thinks he's a celebrity, the little slime bag. But they say, here's what they write. Tensions between the president and Fauci and other public health officials and government scientists working to mitigate, get this, the highly contagious virus have been building for months. The divide has been made worse in recent weeks after a Trump campaign ad included footage and misleading audio clip from Fauci to buttress the president's widely panned leadership on the virus that has infected more than 8 million people. I mean, it's funny to listen to these stories. And here's what I wish we could do this. I wish we had a switch we could flip and show what they would be saying. If this were Obama, you wouldn't hear about 20,000 people dying. If this were Obama, you'd be hearing about how efficient he was, how quickly he adapted, how effective his policies were. It would be a completely different version if it were Barack Obama. Heard Fauci on an interview, and he said he's getting death threats now when he goes out for his run. He's got to have a Secret Service, or not Secret Service, but protection detail with him. And he couldn't believe it. He's like, I make public declarations about a disease, and I got to go through all of this. And I don't disagree. I don't think anybody should be threatening the life of a guy because you disagree with what he had to say, even though I think Fauci is a, as I said, I think he's a scumbag. He's a lying skank, okay? You've been waiting to hear it, Kevin Jackson's audience. He's a lying skank. But what Fauci claims is that the president, he says, in effect, is harassing me. Those are his words. Because he disagrees. And Biden thinks that he's going to get elected because he says, you know, we believe in science and we believe in truth over fact. Whatever, I think is what he said, truth over fact. Whatever he said. But he wants you to believe that he would have done it differently. He believes in the science. He would mandate testing, vaccines, face mask mandates are forever. And that's what they want. They want it forever. But I'm telling you, the second part of this, Trump's onto the ruse. I think he gets his next round of financing and he says there will be no more funding. There will be, There will be no more funding. If you don't have your acts together in your own cities, we're not bailing you out. Too much money is now circulating in government, and it's too easy to get. Nobody's balking. There's nobody going no. Even Trump said, I'm trying to give more than Pelosi. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? What possibly does he think giving more is going to do? We gave so much. One of my friends was telling me, I think it was my son, actually. He said they're giving $600 a week or something, crazy number. And no, it was a friend of mine. I forget who, but they said the whoever it was, a family member of theirs, was making more money on welfare than they were working. No way would they go back to work. And whoever it was, their cousin or something, said, why would I go back to work when I'm making, like, you know, $500 more a month on welfare? Not going to happen. Fauci and all of them have led us to this point. They're getting what they want out of Trump, and he needs to recognize that this is a game being played on him, and quickly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says he'd go above and beyond $2.2 trillion. President Trump saying Tuesday that he's willing to go above the initial House bill for a coronavirus stimulus package. But would he find support in his own party at that price tag? White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow believes he would. He tells Fox News it all depends on if the stimulus funds were properly targeted.
It's not so much a question of top-line numbers. It's a question of what the priorities were. Again, unemployment assistance, small business assistance, airline assistance, COVID school assistance. Let's keep the schools open. Let's open more schools. In other words, the key targeted areas, he would go beyond what Democrats have provided.
The Department of Justice and 11 states have filed an antitrust suit against Google, alleging that it used its search engine's dominance to keep competitors down. This is USA Radio News. Russia says it's willing to come to an agreement on extending a nuclear arms treaty with the United States. In a statement Tuesday, Russia agreed to extend the expiring New START treaty for 1 year and is ready to freeze the number of nuclear warheads in its arsenal, given the USA doesn't make any further demands. On the heels of the news, the U.S. State Department indicated its willingness to quickly meet to finalize an agreement. The New START Treaty, which places restrictions on the growth of the two nations' nuclear arsenals, is currently set to expire on February 5th. Police in Florida have charged 7 people in a trafficking ring that trapped and sold thousands of flying squirrels to buyers in Asia. The suspects face felony charges of dealing in stolen property, money laundering, and racketeering. The flying squirrel is a protected wild animal in Florida. The group is accused of trapping as many as 3,600 animals over a 3-year period, worth an estimated $1 million. 6 suspects have been arrested in the case, while 1 remains at large. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It takes a while, but they finally come around. They finally admit it. Sometimes it's far longer than we would like, conservatives, but leftists finally have to fess up. Like Bill Clinton did with that, I did not have sexual relations with that girl, or that woman, or whatever, and then they find out, oh, he's got the blue dress, and, I may have lied a little bit, may have not told you the whole truth or whatever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Comes around. And so we've been, you know, as conservatives, luckily for us, we've awakened. We awakened 4 years ago for many of us, maybe a decade or so with the election of Obama. That's when I really woke up to politics. Prior to that, I didn't know what was happening. And I will tell you, I have to thank Obama for that. Because I was running along fat, dumb, and happy, making good money, raising boys, and trying to make my little, carve out my little place in the world. And then, you know, it hit me. Either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton was going to be president, because I knew McCain wouldn't be. We don't elect cripples. That may sound cruel, but it's a fact. We don't let cripples. FDR got away with it because he developed his whatever that was debilitating to put him in a wheelchair over time. But you can't be a cripple and get elected. That's why Joe Biden can't get elected. He's got dementia. People know it. John McCain had T-Rex arms because he got his arms broken when he was a POW. And so people just, in Japan, they admit it. They say, if you've got a stubby little hand or you walk with a limp or whatever, nope. You cannot be royalty in Japan. They're just blatant. They have a name for it. I don't know the name, but you talk to Japanese people. Don't believe me. Yeah, you gotta be right. And we do it. We practice the same thing. Oh, we claim as Americans that we're all, you know, we're cool with it. I'll tell you this, Stephen Hawking might be considered the brightest dude on the planet, and maybe he was at one point. He would never have been president. He could have had all the same ideas as Donald Trump. It wasn't going to happen, and it doesn't make us bad people. We want a president to exude confidence in certain things, and you can't have it. That's why most presidents in America are over 6 feet. If you're under 6 feet, you're probably not going to be president. You have a much slimmer chance. It isn't that bigger people are better. There are many small people that would run circles around Donald Trump, but not as president. Running corporations. Look at Jeff Bezos. He's a weenie looking little dude, but he's the richest dude in the world. He looks like Lex Luthor, but he could never be president, even with all his money, because he doesn't have it. There's an it factor that you need, and Trump has it. So anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about is, you know, the ruse of the polling, and the Democrats are finally getting to the point where they're going, hey, look, we better start telling the truth to ourselves. Democrats are sounding the alarm. I was going to get it out. Trust me. Sounding the alarm bell on these polls. Michael Moore, Bill Maher, as crazy as they are. And Bill Maher is an idiot because he talked about Amy Coney Barrett and says, you know, she can't be trusted because she has a belief in God. Hey, Bill, FYI, all the justices have some belief in God. Even Sotomayor and Kagan. Maybe it's not as ingrained as many of us would like, but that's their own personal walk. But you're the outlier, the atheist that wants us to believe we're stupid because we believe in something else. We're stupid because we can't see the air that we breathe, but we know it's there. Bill just goes, well, it's oxygen, man. You know, it's nitrogen and oxygen and, you know, whatever, and argon. I mean, it's there. You know it's there. Well, how do you know it's there? You can't see it. But Bill wakes up every morning with faith that the air will be there. Unquestioned faith. He doesn't even think about it. It's there. He can't see it. Can't smell it. But he knows it's there. But he questions our ability to not, you know, you can't see God. You can't see this idea of something. But we're the idiots. There are many things he can't see. The signal that goes to his TV to turn it on, but it turns it on. But we're the idiots. He can't understand. How does the world form? It's just a stroke of luck, and then we all form, and we have sentient thoughts and can contemplate a higher power, a higher being. We live to it. I mean, there's not a place in the world where people do not aspire to something that is a higher power, bigger than themselves. And Bill says, you're all idiots. It's inside of you. You know, I'm off on a tangent when I talk about it, but even that idiot is telling people in the left, hey, look, we might ought to consider that the polls are not really real. They're even talking about Texas being in play. I saw a story. They say Texas is in play. This guy, he'll talk about it. I think this is from the American Spectator. He says, we've been saying it for weeks now. The 2020 polls are trash. Things just don't make sense. Joe Biden, cannot be up by 10 points over Trump and be in a dead heat with him in Miami-Dade County, the most populous Democratic county in the Sunshine State. I've seen polls where college-educated voters are oversampled. Democrats are oversampled. Some firms haven't moved away from registered voter models. Zip codes where Democrats live are bypassed, and suburban GOP voters are targeted more than rural ones for the obvious reason that the former group is hostile to Trump. Suburban GOP voters. Yeah. If they believe that suburban GOP voters are hostile to Trump, you know what they're not paying attention to? The statistics that show that Donald Trump has 95% GOP support. Doesn't matter where it is. You get the George What's-His-Faces that was married to Kellyanne Conway. The outliers, the Bill Kristols, the overwhelming number of Republicans are solidly in Donald Trump's favor. And when I say solidly, I'm talking about the mealy mouse ones. What's his name? Shapiro. Ben Shapiro. He came out the other day. I didn't vote for Trump in 2016, but I'm voting for him in 2020. Hey, welcome to the party, pal. Ben Shapiro was not, I didn't support Trump. He was an anti-Trumper. Him. A guy, what's his face? I can see his face. Anyway, he's a Fox News guy. Guy something. This guy was so mad at me in Colorado when I told him, hey, why don't you just lay low and give Trump. He blew up. He's uncouth. He's this. He's that. And he just laid into Trump. And I literally thought the dude was going to have a heart attack. Young guy. His name's Guy, but I mean, he's a young fellow. And I'm telling you, vehemently anti-Trump. That whole Dana Lash, who is it? Stephen Hayes. Who else? Glenn, what's his face? You know what I'm talking about. You know the deal. Glenn Beck. So there was a whole crew of them, but there weren't that many. George Will. But they were the intellectuals. That's what they thought. So Ben Shapiro comes out and says, he made a video about it. Put it on Twitter.
I didn't support Donald Trump in 2016, but I will be supporting him in 2020.
Well, good for you. Wow. You know, when you hear people talk about him, one of the most brilliant guys on the planet. But you know what? Regular old ordinary Americans, you beat him to the punch. You already knew. You were ahead of the game. See, all these people that say, I know the polls, I know the pulse of America, I know what's inside the D.C. Beltway and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. If you haven't figured it out, they don't know Jack. They don't know Jack Pignal. They all want to feel like they're smarter than you. They know better. They've got it down. They've got their finger on the pulse. They've got all these polls and whatever else. Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics. I will tell you, they don't know Jack. You are 50 times smarter than they are because you have something that they don't have. You have common sense. They want to wow you with their use of big words and all their different degrees and how many people they get onto their websites and all that. And you know what you do? You get up every day and you go get with the general population. You interface with people who are struggling with the issues that every American is facing today. And you realize Donald Trump's solving those problems. These guys are so distorted, so caught up in their own resumes, that they can't think beyond that. I've got a TV show. I've got the top-rated blog in the country. I've got this. I've got the biggest radio show. They don't know Jack. You know more. And now they're having to admit it, and so did Biden's people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begin limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So the polls are fake. We know this. The Never Trumpers, and I know quite a few. The Dana Lashes, the Ben Shapiros, the guy, what's his name? Almost had it. Not Guy. Guy Benson. Guy Benson. Stephen Hayes. One of my friends. I won't say some of their names because, well, he probably wouldn't care. Anyway, John Andrews. These are heavy hitters in the Republican Party. They, every single one of the people that I named have said, now, I screwed up. I should have voted for Trump. My own brother, my mentor, called me within a month of Trump's actual election and said, hey, bro, I made a mistake. Donald Trump has shored up every group. Women thought they were going to lose their rights to abortion. Donald Trump hasn't addressed that. He's addressed as a nation that he is pro-life. He's made that very clear. Donald Trump is supposed to be worse on blacks than anybody. We just posted a article that where I said if you put the two people on paper, Obama and Trump, Obama looks like he runs the KKK compared to Trump. And I could go on. The polls are fake. And they've been to make you believe that there's a GOP, there's a base of GOP that's so large that will not support Donald Trump. And it's made up of the Bensons of the world and the Glenn Becks and all of them. And all of those guys have done mea culpas and they're now firmly in Trump's camp. So he shored up the Republican base. Joe Biden? Oh my gosh. I was talking to a Democrat. He told me, he says, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. He says, my biggest fear is nobody cares about Joe Biden. There is no enthusiasm for him. This was a Democrat. And I laughed at him. I said, you think? Of course there's no enthusiasm for Biden. Who could be enthusiastic about that brain dead moron? And I'm being nice. So the real issue is how many Democrats left the Democratic Party? You want to know the answer? A lot of them. Probably, I'm going to guess and tell you 8 to 10% of Democrats left that party. The people that voted for Obama, that some of them had shifted over already and voted for Trump that got him elected, that number's grown by not just that part. I'm saying that a fresh new batch of Democrats, probably 8 to 10% have shifted over on top of that. And not only that, the 18 election, those people that supported the Democrats, they've lost faith. And of course, there was cheating. So, anyway, this is what the guy goes on to say. Also, yes, there is a shy Trump vote this year. A shy Trump vote. Let me ask you, do you think more people will be voting for Donald Trump in 2020 or less? Now, you know my opinion. I told you Donald Trump is going to set records. 70 million people plus will vote for Donald Trump. It was already written. Look at the primaries where Trump didn't even show up. He was beating all the Democrat candidates combined, blowing Obama numbers out of the water in the primaries, and didn't even have to show up. And they want you to believe that Joe Biden is leading in the polls. They go on, the guy writes, he says, it's projected to be larger, with urban black women likely to fall into this category. Also, not everyone is forthcoming with these pollsters over the phone. I asked an audience the other day, about 1,000 people, I said, hey, how many of you have taken a poll on Trump? And I would venture to tell you 10% of the hands went up in the audience. 90% of us have never responded to an online poll, a telephone poll, any other type of poll. They said, youth interest in this election has dipped to levels not seen since 2000. We could see 1 million fewer young people vote in this cycle. And that's not even a big deal when you throw in the comparison that you're going to have 900,000 plus law enforcement people and their families firmly voting for Donald Trump. And they said, if Biden is ahead by that much, he can hunker down in his bunker until Election Day. There's no need for an ad blitz. But look at where he's campaigning. If you're up by this much, there's no need to give a speech in Detroit. Some liberal folks think conservatives are in denial mode. And I've talked to many of you. You send me notes. Kev, I don't know, man. What are you thinking? And I'm thinking, and I've talked you off the ledge many times, and I'm thinking to myself, how could you possibly believe that Donald Trump is not going to crush? I realize you want to temper your optimism. You know, you don't want to put too much out there, but really, how could you possibly believe that Trump is not going to crush the life out of not only Joe Biden, but the Democratic Party in general? He's already done it. Before he steps into that, and before you go to the voting booth, Amy Coney Barrett will be a Supreme Court judge. How do you think he can pull that off? Do you think that the Republicans, if they thought for one second that supporting Donald Trump in this, they wouldn't abandon it? Do you think they have that kind of backbone that Mitch McConnell would go, well, listen, I know it's not a popular thing to do, but we're going to go ahead and do it because Donald Trump wants it. He would fold like a Hollywood stage chair. I like one of them cheap lawn chairs they used to sell my grandparents when I was growing up, you know, with the plastic that would melt. Anyway, are you kidding? The reason why the Republicans are going to go ahead with this vote and support Donald Trump is they know what's going on. They are getting real polling. Even the Biden camp admit it, folks. They're not up by double digits. They're not even close to being up by double digits. And I want to assuage your mind. They're not up. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's campaign manager warned against trusting inflated national polling numbers released this week, which showed Biden in a double-digit lead over incumbent President Trump. You know what Trump said about it? He says, I'm doing better in the polls than they had for Hillary at this time. He already knows you can weight it with, I don't know, the woman factor in the case of Hillary or the Captain Demento factor in the case of Joe Biden, that they're giving him, you know, handicaps. The guy goes on, he says, please take the fact we are not ahead by double digits, Jen O'Malley said. This is from the New York Times. Those are inflated national public polling numbers. That's the closest you're going to come to an admission from anybody that we should not be paying attention to these polls whatsoever. Pay attention to what Donald Trump does when he shows up somewhere. Pay attention to what happens when Kamala Harris shows up in Florida, and you don't have to believe me. Go look it up for yourselves. Six people showed up. Count them. Six. What did I tell you guys when I said Kamala Harris doesn't want a campaign, and they said they use COVID, the Chinese Wu flu, as their expense? And I told everybody, I wrote a piece about it, I had my editor write it, and I said the reason why Kamala Harris doesn't want to go campaign, why they were afraid of her campaigning, was one, she's a witch and nobody likes her, and two, nobody will show up to her rallies. Six people showed up. Do you know how much money and effort went into putting together a rally where six people showed up? Oh, they show cars going by, but they will never pan that camera out into the audience and show you what she was doing. And Melissa was telling me, I told you guys earlier, she's waving like 360, like she's waving to this big crowd. There are six people in that crowd, and she's trying to still fool people into believing that she's relevant. Is she relevant? Look, Mike Pence is the guy can't rally a crowd, but he can get more than six people to show up. And don't even, when Biden and Harris were together at their kickoff, there were zero people. Can you imagine Pence is running around on his own? And you want to know why? Trump is saying, go remind people that you exist, but I got this, Mike Pence. And he goes places, and it is overflow. While we're having this conversation, I will tell you, when they found out Trump was going to be in Arizona, my mailbox blows up. Kevin, can you get us in? Can you give me some tickets? People calling from all over the country. This isn't people in Arizona going, Kevin, can you get us in? These are people going, I will fly in to see him if you can get me tickets. You think anybody's doing that for Biden? Seriously. They go on to say the national polls are less important than key state polls. Biden is not winning anywhere, and he will not win on Election Day. And their campaign finally admit the polls are bogus.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.